天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个不字。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们一起来分享诗篇第27篇中大卫王对神最诚恳的祷告。大卫王是如何在困境中向神吐露心意的呢？那他又是在遭受一切的迫害、伤害和苦难中，如何来确信神的荣耀的呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，一起来真正的去探讨，当我们受到一些伤害、苦难的时候，背后的敌人究竟是谁呢？
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It is a joy for us to know that you have tuned in to this broadcast.
很高兴你收听我们的节目。
It is our prayer that God is using these messages from the Psalms to bless you.
我们一直在祷告，盼望神使用这一系列关于诗篇的节目赐福给你。
I want to ask you a question.
我想问你一个问题。
Would you like to find victory over fear in your life?
你想不想知道如何去战胜你人生中的恐惧呢？
Well, the answer lies in Psalm 27.
答案就在诗篇27篇。
I hope that you can turn into your Bibles to Psalm 27.
请把你的圣经翻到诗篇第27篇。
As you follow with us as we read this Psalm,
让我们一起来看。耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧谁呢？那作恶的，就是我的仇敌，前来吃我肉的时候，就半跌扑倒。虽有军兵安营攻击我，我的心也不害怕。虽然兴起刀兵攻击我，我必仍旧安稳。有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保守我，在他亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。现在我得以昂首，高过四面的仇敌。我要在他的帐幕里欢然献祭，我要唱诗歌颂耶和华。耶和华，我用声音呼吁的时候，求你垂听，并求你连续我，应允我。你说你们当寻求我的面，那时我心向你说，耶和华，你的面我正要寻求。不要向我掩面，不要发怒赶逐仆人。你向来是帮助我的，救我的神呢，不要丢掉我，也不要离弃我。我父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。耶和华，求你将你的道指教我，因我仇敌的缘故，引导我走平坦的路。求你不要把我交给敌人，遂其所愿。因为妄作见证的和口吐凶言的起来攻击我。我若不信在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，就早已丧胆了。要等候耶和华，当壮胆坚固你的心。我再说，要等候耶和华。
When David was writing this psalm,
大卫写这首诗的时候，
he was facing a formidable enemy.
他正面对一个很难对付的敌人。
Now I want you to use your imagination today.
我们来想象一下。
The king of the nation with his military personnel.
以色列的国王带着他的军队。
Were forsaking the business of government in order to hunt one man.
置国家事务于不顾，单单去追捕一个人。
So you can understand David's temptation to be in fear of the king.
你就可以理解在这种处境下大卫是多么恐惧。
Yet David is a man who's never given in to his fears.
然而大卫不是一个轻易向恐惧低头的人。
I want you to hear me right.
请仔细听我讲。
It is okay to be tempted to fear and be afraid.
一个人会害怕恐惧是很正常的。
And it is another thing to give in to your fear.
可是屈服于恐惧就是另外一件事了。
First of all, in verses 1 to 3 of Psalm 27,
诗篇27篇的第一到第三节,
there is a warning for us.
对我们来说是个警戒。
Secondly,
接着,
verses 4 to 6 contain the secret for David's victory.
第四到第六节则告诉我们大卫战胜恐惧的秘诀。
That secret is worshiping.
这秘诀就是敬拜神。
So what is the psalmist warning us about in verses 1 to 3?
诗篇的作者在第一到第三节要提醒我们什么呢?
It is this.
就是
If you are a believer who have put your trust in Jesus Christ,
如果你是一个基督徒,你相信耶稣基督,
you will have enemies.
你就一定会有敌人。
If you are a believer trusting in the power of God to save you,
如果你是一个基督徒,你相信神的能力能拯救你,
you will have enemies.
那你就会有敌人。
The true prophets of God have always aroused opposition.
神真正的先知总是和他的时代相对立。
Opposition from the nominal Israelites.
和名义上的以色列人相对立。
And opposition from those who hate God.
和那些恨神的人相对立。
The early church experienced pressure and persecution.
早期的教会经历了很多压制和逼迫。
They experience opposition from the organized religion of the day.
他们受到当时一些有组织的宗教的反对。
And Jesus himself came with the message of peace.
尽管耶稣带来的是和平的福音。
Peace that many times resulted in war.
可是很多时候这和平却导致了纷争。
Let me encourage you to read Matthew chapter 10 beginning at verse 32.
我建议你读一读马太福音第十章从三十二节开始的经文。
So the warning of David is this.
在这首诗里面大卫提醒我们。
If you are a believer who trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ.
假如你是一个基督徒相信耶稣基督。
And you try somehow to avoid persecution.
但你不愿意面对逼迫。
Then you will end up doing one of two things.
那就会有两种结果。
You will either end up compromising the truth or hiding your light.
你要不是妥协,牺牲了真理,就是掩饰你的生命之光。
My listening friend, please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友,
It is impossible to escape opposition.
对基督徒来说,被人反对是不可避免的。
It is impossible to escape persecution.
逼迫也是不可避免的。
But there is one thing that we often forget in our spiritual warfare.
在我们的属灵征战中，我们常常忘记一件事。
That the enemies that are made of flesh and blood are really not our enemies.
属血气的敌人并不是我们真正的敌人。
They are a front for the real enemy.
他们只是真正敌人的先头部队。
They are masks behind which the real enemy hides.
真正的敌人却躲在他们的后面。
Who is that real enemy?
那么真正的敌人是谁呢?
None other than Satan himself.
就是撒旦他自己。
And that is why the Apostle Paul affirms that our enemies are not those of flesh and blood.
这就是为什么保罗那么肯定 我们的敌人不是所血气的。
But our real enemies are the forces of darkness.
我们真正的敌人是管辖着幽暗世界的。
Our real enemies are the spiritual forces of wickedness.
是那些属灵气的恶魔。
Our real enemies are the powers and the principalities.
我们真正的敌人是那些执政的、掌权的。
And if you are an alert Christian who walks with God,
如果你时时警醒与神同行，
the devil will find it very hard to defeat you.
魔鬼就很难打倒你。
If you are hiding in the rock of ages,
如果你藏在那万古磐石里，
Satan will have hard time intimidating you.
撒旦就不能威胁你。
If you are a praying and praising Christian,
如果你时时赞美，时时祷告，
Satan will have a hard time to entice you directly.
撒旦就很难直接引诱你。
If you are a Christian who loves the Word of God,
如果你喜爱神的话语，
and accepts it as the only truth about God,
并把它看作是神的唯一真理，
then it will be hard for Satan to bring doubt into your life.
撒旦就很难让你产生疑惑。
So what does Satan do?
那撒旦究竟做些什么呢？
He starts roaming around.
他到处巡回。
Finding a place in the heart of a member of your family.
在你家人的心里寻找破口。
Or some of your close friends.
或者是你的好朋友。
Or even a member of the church.
或者是教会的弟兄姐妹。
He will find somebody who has an opening in their heart.
他寻找一个心中有破口的人。
And he sees this as an opportunity for him to get in.
抓住这个机会进到他心中。
And he uses that person to attack you.
利用这个人来攻击你。
He will attack your character, your motives, and your sincerity.
攻击你的性格、你的动机和你的真诚。
He will misinterpret your actions and words.
歪曲你的行为和你的话。
Do you know what the natural reaction is for all Christians when that happens?
那我们这些基督徒对于这些攻击一开始的反应是什么呢？
We react to the individual who attacked us.
我们会针对那个攻击我们的人。
First of all, our hearts begin to burn with anger.
首先，我们的心会充满愤怒。
But it doesn't stop there.
不但如此，
Whether it will be a domestic dispute or any dispute,
不管是因为什么样的争执，在家里的还是在外的，
Anger does not remain anger.
你不仅愤怒完就算了，
It becomes bitterness and then hatred.
它会变成苦毒和怨恨。
And you begin to despise and resent that person.
你开始逐渐鄙视怨恨那个伤害你的人。
And what happens to you?
然后呢？
You lose your joy.
你会失去喜乐。
Your prayer life becomes limp.
你的祷告生活变得无力。
Your praise life will become non-existent.
你不再赞美神。
Your spiritual walk will not be genuine.
你属灵的旅程就会变得虚假。
So you begin to fake your spiritual walk with God.
与神同行变成一种外表形式。
Some of you might be asking by now, what do I do?
你也许要问，那我们该怎么办呢？
What you need to do is go back to where you started.
你应该回到事情的起初。
Examine what happened to you.
看看究竟发生了什么。
Because in reality, you are hating the wrong enemy.
因为在现实中，我们常常恨错敌人。
The man or the woman who hurt and abused you,
其实那个伤害你、恶待你的人，不是你真正的敌人。
They are really delivering the devil's mail.
他们只是被魔鬼利用，是替魔鬼送信的信差罢了。
And you are the recipient of it.
而你正是那个收信的人。
Whether you know that or not,
不管你知不知道。
They are being used as a tool of Satan.
他们只是被魔鬼利用的工具。
And when you truly comprehend this lesson,
而当你真正明白了这个道理之后，
My listening friend, I promise you that you will never hate anybody.
亲爱的朋友，我相信你就不会再恨任何人了。
You won't be able to.
你不会再恨人。
Even the very people who wounded you deeply.
甚至是那些曾经深深伤害你的人。
Even those who have threatened your life.
那些威胁你生命的人。
Or even hate you as much as these people hated David.
他们仇恨你，就像这首诗里那些仇恨大卫的人一样。
David said of these people,
大卫说这些人
that they literally wanted to devour his flesh.
想吃他的肉。
And when you see Satan behind their activities,
可是当你看到是魔鬼在这些人所做的一切背后，
you'll begin to feel sorry for them.
你就会开始为他们难过。
And you'll pray for them as Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5.
你会为他们祷告，正像耶稣在马太福音第五章里的那样。
What else is David warning us of in the first three verses of Psalm 27?
我们再来看看诗篇二十七篇的前三节里，大卫还提醒了我们什么。
In verse 2, he tells us that the enemy attacks us suddenly.
第二节告诉我们，敌人往往会突袭我们。
And before you know it, you're down.
当你觉察的时候，已经太晚了，你已经跌倒了。
But then in verse 3, he says, the enemy can set up camp.
在第三节中，大卫又说，敌人会安营扎寨。
And begin a long siege of oppression.
长久不断的攻击逼迫你。
In either case, David said his enemies are going to knock their heads against the wall.
但不论如何，最后敌人总是自讨苦吃，掉进自己的陷阱里。
Why?
为什么呢？
He said, because my trust is in God.
诗人说，因为我相信神。
He is the one who's going to protect me.
正是神一直保护我。
He is the one who's going to put his arm around me.
正是神用他的膀臂环绕我。
David's enemies were so vicious that they would devour him if they could.
大卫的敌人穷凶恶极，甚至想吃他的肉。
And yet still David said they are not as big a threat as they may think they are.
然而大卫却说，他们并不如他们自己所想象的那么强大。
Why?
为什么呢？
David tells us the reason is because my trust is in God.
大卫告诉我们，这原因就是我信靠神。
That my confidence comes from my utter dependence on my God.
我的信心来自我对神绝对的依靠。
Because he is my salvation.
因为他是我的拯救。
And he is my light.
他是我的亮光。
And he is my strength.
他是我的力量。
You notice here salvation and light always come together?
你也许注意到拯救和亮光这两个词总是一起出现的。
Do you know why?
为什么呢？
Because God is the symbol of light.
因为神就是光。
Now, this is a very important symbol to understand.
这是一个非常重要的象征。
The sun, which is the natural light and the source of life,
太阳是自然光的来源，是生命的能量来源。
Is compared with God in Psalm 84:11.
这在诗篇八十四篇十一节里也有提到。
No wonder that the ancient Egyptians and many of the pagan world worshipped the sun.
难怪古埃及人和很多异教徒都膜拜太阳。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because they looked at it as the source of light and life.
因为他们把太阳看作光和生命之源。
And they did not worship the one who put the sun in its place.
他们不敬拜那位把太阳安置在天上的神。
But worshiped the creation instead of the creator.
却敬拜被造之物，而不敬拜造物的主。
David the psalmist is saying God is our light.
诗人大卫说，神就是我们的光。
And he is the one who enlightens our minds.
他照亮我的心灵。
Remember that the person without Jesus Christ has a darkened mind.
那些没有耶稣基督的人，他们的心灵是黑暗的。
We must understand that in our mind's eye there is a light bulb.
我们都明白，在我们心里里有一盏灯。
And all of us are born with these light bulbs turned off.
在我们出生时，那盏灯是熄灭的。
And until you and I come to the Lord Jesus Christ,
直到我们来到主耶稣基督的面前。
And confess that we are sinners by birth.
承认我们与生俱来的罪。
We cannot save ourselves.
我们不能够救自己。
That we are heading to hell for eternity.
脱离永恒的黑暗。
And it is only through Jesus Christ that we can be saved.
我们只有靠耶稣基督才能得救。
Only then will he reach down and turn on this light bulb.
只有接受他，让他来到我们心中，点亮我们心灵的灯。
Only when we receive Jesus Christ as our only Savior will the light bulb turn on.
只有当我们接受耶稣基督作为唯一救主的时候，我们心中的灯才会亮起来。
And your mind's eyes begin to open up.
而你心灵的眼睛才能看见。
And that is why the psalmist said that God is my light and my salvation.
这就是为什么诗人大卫说，神是我的亮光，我的拯救。
You cannot be saved without being enlightened by this knowledge.
如果不是神的话语照亮我们，我们不能够得救。
But some of you may be asking, what does this have to do with victory over fear?
你或许会问，这些和我战胜自己的恐惧有什么关系呢？
Oh, I'm anxious to answer that question.
我很想告诉你答案。
But we're going to have to wait until next time.
不过要等到下次的节目了。
Until we look again at the rest of Psalm 27.
我们会继续读诗篇27篇。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，下次节目再见。
长难，人生为何常有苦难，我实在难明白，我常问神到底为什么，我一直在寻求我神，为何灾难接连临到我，我主你知我哀痛，我主你可听到我的呐喊，哦我主我救主垂听我恳求，你知道我无助，我实在需要你，将希望和喜乐给我，哦我主我救主垂听我恳求，你知道我无助，我实在需要你，哦我主我救主为我开出路，将希望和喜乐给我，在需要你，哦我主我救主为我开出路，将希望和喜乐给我，哦我主我救主垂听我恳求，你知道我无助，我是
是啊，正如这首歌所呼求的，我们人常常不知为何会有灾难，但万能的主却知道，那就求神使我们敞开心，向他勇敢地求喜乐和和平，而不用恐惧，因为我们的罪已被十字架上的爱所遮盖。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，感谢你们收听今天的节目，愿神大大地祝福你们，我们下次再会。
当竭力做神无愧。